Today's Stu Peters Show and every Stu Peters Show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Do not put the money that you have worked so hard for in the hands of communist big box financial advisor firms. Do business with a God-fearing, independent, patriot fiduciary. Do business with Cortez Wealth Management. Visit them online anytime at CortezWM.com. It's almost Friday. Just hang on one more day. It is the 16th of September, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. There's really only one way to describe the fever around these coronavirus shots being called vaccines, emanating from the press, from our universities, and from the Biden regime. This is a frenzy. It's an obsession defying all reason and all logic and gutting our society down to its core. Earlier this month, two senior FDA officials resigned their jobs because they disagreed with the Biden regime's pushing of these booster shots onto an entire country as a solution to the vaccines not working like they originally had promised the world. Those FDA officials have now put their names to a report just published in Lancet, one of the most important medical journals in the world, which argues strongly against distributing booster shots, given the side effects, the eye-popping adverse events and deaths that have already been recorded, and the chance that the side effects of a booster could be far, far more severe. But it doesn't matter. The Biden regime is pushing ahead, and people are getting more and more demented in supporting them. This is a tweet the other day from Occupy Democrats, a top left-wing Twitter account, quote, "Breaking, a large Florida landlord announces that he will begin requiring all new and existing tenants to provide proof of COVID vaccination, saying, you don't want to get vaccinated, you have to move. And if you don't, we will evict you." In all caps, retweet if you support the landlord's move. Close quote. Now, this is nothing less than the gutting of American society. We, and by we, I mean they, are celebrating ordinary Americans being kicked out of their homes and thrown into the street because they don't want to have medicine forced on them. Now, we're probably never going to know the full truth, not for a long time, maybe ever. But there is something undeniable. Something is completely wrong with these injections being called vaccines. And according to the Vaccine Events Reporting System, the death caused by these shots in just a short period of time is record smashing. It's updated as of September 3rd. It's over 14,000 deaths. And the powers that be are doing everything that they can to silence any dissent and any questions. Now, I want to read some excerpts from a message that I received from a nurse, a physical therapist in Georgia, who's going to be forced out of her job by her hospital's vaccine mandate. Here's what she had to say in her letter. Quote, "The vice president of the hospital made the rounds to each department in the hospital yesterday to notify staff how dire this upcoming Delta variant wave is. They're continuing the narrative that the majority of the patients in the COVID ICU are unvaxxed, which I know to be false. They're saying the staff shortages are from the burnout, which is completely untrue. Staff are leaving because of the upcoming mandates." Now, this letter is just one heartbreaking statement after another. She describes nursing home patients who haven't had a visitor since February of 2020, 19 months ago. Imagine going nearly 2 years in the twilight of your life without being allowed to see your friends, your children, your grandchildren. It's evil, satanic even. And it's clear that these hospital administrators love every moment of it in some sick way. Her letter continues, quote, "I have seen many unvaxxed patients that are now experiencing health issues from living with the vaccinated. I'm hearing more and more female staff here at the hospital complaining of heavy bleeding or changes in their menstrual cycles." This is unvaxxed staff that are treating vaxxed patients. Some of the vaxxed staff are complaining of joint pain, memory and concentration issues, nerve pain in their extremities, difficulty sleeping, and brain fog. Many are having significant weight loss. One young vaxxed mom has talked about her baby not wanting to eat. Now, I get thousands of emails just like this one from healthcare workers and everyday Americans who love liberty. We embrace our freedom, our inherent God-given right to make medical decisions, choices after our own health, the well-being of our families, based on the research that we do independently, or after consulting with our trusted physicians, and after praying about it. Many of these healthcare workers are coming forward now. They're digging down deep. They're mustering the courage to come forward because they understand that we are at war. We're fighting a real war of information. And this platform, the Stu Peters Show and other honest reporting platforms, are fighting unbelievable resistance and censorship. The powers that be are doing everything that they possibly can to suppress alternative perspectives on the vaccines, on the coronavirus, all of it in general. And that, of course, includes YouTube. Last year, they took down videos for saying the coronavirus might have come from a Chinese lab. Now that that's the consensus theory, but still, they haven't learned. So now this year, they're taking down videos for questioning the consensus on vaccines and possible alternatives to them. Tom Kerrigan is a podcaster who had a large following on YouTube. He's a young American sharing COVID and vaccine information, and he welcomed one of today's most highly respected experts, Dr. Peter McCullough. He's been here on this program multiple times. Kerrigan also published a video interview with Dr. Robert Malone, and the conversation was about vitamins and alternative remedies for the set of symptoms, the branded product being marketed as COVID-19. As a result of sharing information about vitamins, alternative early treatments, Kerrigan's video was taken down by YouTube and his entire channel was nuked. Kerrigan has become just another example of how authoritarian communists shut down speech that might help you and your family to stay alive. And Kerrigan is here with us now. Tom, thank you so much for coming. Did you ever think that you would be living in times like these?
Absolutely not, man. It's, you know, growing up, went to a private Catholic school and stuff like you couldn't play Grand Theft Auto or, you know, you can't have your hair over your ears. Those were always kind of like the ceilings of limitations. But when it came to speech, I always thought it was pretty much like, you know, you can't incite a mob and I don't know, you can't dox people. But just little stuff slowly led to it becoming more and more obvious that you couldn't speak out against it. And, you know, at first I thought it was just, they were just watching their own backs. Right. And I was like, all right, maybe they just don't want more people. I don't know. Maybe they, I really did try to give them the benefit of the doubt. I was like, maybe they're just looking at it like, hey, we don't know what's coming out yet with the vaccines. We can't have people pushing this. And if one day it comes out that, you know, not taking the vaccine led to more deaths, we're going to be held liable. Like a moron, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. And, but as I've looked into it more, and as I've looked at the videos that got striked repeatedly, it starts to, the hair starts to come up on your neck because you realize it's not this sexy, it's a depopulation plan. It's none of that. I interviewed an investigative journalist in New York Times bestseller, Gerald Posner, who wrote the book Pharma. It goes all into the Sackler family pushing Oxycontin in the 90s.
Right.
And then
yes.
Even goes back before that, cigarettes in the 70s and 60s. Point of all of this is you start to realize at its core is it's money. And, you know, when Dr. Malone came on and he didn't even say don't get the vaccine. He was just like, people under 50 probably don't need it. Then I got a strike for that. I had on Peter McCullough and we started talking about, which I discovered through your show, by the way, and we started talking about vaccines and I got another strike. And I was like, all right. And then he came on and said, Tom, there are really four vitamins you should take. He goes, I'm not even going into the vaccine. You know, just his gentle voice. I'm not even going into the vaccine. You don't want it. You don't have to get it, whatever. Here are four vitamins. And I forgot to put it in the video. So I made a video the next day, literally before I went to the gym, looked hair messed up. I was like, hey guys, Dr. Peter McCullough, the most published cardiorenal physician in world history, has recommended these four medications, turmeric, zinc, vitamin D, and quercetin, set about $7 a month. I don't care if you get the vaccine. I don't care if you don't get the vaccine, whatever. Take care of your loved ones. I have a lot of older listeners and guests on the show. Take care, guys. Much love. Banhammer that evening for spreading medical misinformation that directly contradicts the World Health Organization. And that is, if people don't think we're at war, it's what Brigadier General Robert Spalding, who's in Obama's National Security Council, who I've interviewed, wrote in his book, Stealth War. China is waging a beautiful and a delicate stealth war against us. And we don't even know we're at war. But it's slowly starting to come to the shores. I talk a lot, if you can't tell. But no, I never thought I'd be here.
China now occupies, physically, an airbase in Afghanistan that this country vacated and turned the entire war into a calamity, completely unnecessarily. The top general in our United States military appears to have committed treason and is a traitor to our country. These shots being called vaccines have produced more death, according to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, than every previous rolled out vaccine combined. Masks have been proven to be ineffective and are still being forced on children who every single study has proven children are not largely impacted virtually at all by COVID-19. Yet these people get off on this control and compliance, which is really all of this is about. Now, I don't know if I heard you clearly or not. You said that you don't believe that this is a depopulation event, or you do believe that it is.
I don't. I'm prone to those sexy conspiracies. I interviewed Charlie Duke, the 10th man to walk on the moon, and it was fantastic because he's this beautiful soul that walked on the moon. It was terrible because it destroyed my love of conspiracies for the moon. My logic is this with depopulation. Since 1952, since we dropped the first hydrogen bomb, we've had the ability to depopulate the planet in 30 minutes or less. I've had on Dr. Ken Alabek, who's the first deputy director of the Soviet Union's Biopreparat, their illegal biological offensive weapons programs. He's actually came on yesterday. He's coming again today. He defected from the USSR in 1992, worked with the CIA forever. Talked about their plans to, I mean, they were putting Ebola, bubonic plague, smallpox on the tips of ICBMs, real demonic stuff. Also having on later today, Dr. Stephen Hatfield, who was fingered for being in, they thought he was involved with the anthrax scare post 9/11. Turns out he wasn't at all. He's a brilliant White House public health official. We've had the ability to do a true depopulation either through thermonuclear holocaust, or you don't even have to go to Ken Albeck in the 90s. You can go back to Unit 731, Japan in World War II. Shiro Ishii, the head medical advisor, whose quote was, "America is a machine society. We cannot beat them with tanks. We cannot beat them with Liberty ships. We cannot beat them with the number of P-51 Mustangs and B-17 bombers they put out. What takes them 18 years to regrow is a soldier." And they make the Nazis look like Girl Scouts. I mean, they had these Manchurian slaves they called logs, Marutos. They were doing all this biological weapons. Their plan was, when we invaded, they were going to hit us with all these chemicals, and if they had to, sort of take down the whole world with them. I say all of that to say we've had the ability through thermonuclear holocaust and through pathogens to do a depopulation plan for quite a while. It's sexy. It pulls you into it, but I think
for the sake of time, and we're running.
Sorry, I talk like an idiot.
I want to have you back to talk more about this, but I vehemently disagree with that.
Okay,
because those things, and I don't believe it is sexy. I believe that it's scary. But those items that you're talking about were not in the hands of Bill Gates.
Sure,
these shots are in the hands of Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the man who stood before the entire planet and said that we need to depopulate the planet. And what we're looking at early on certainly appears to be a global concerted lockstep effort to get every living and breathing organism to take this thing, including the brightest and bravest in our military, which you are absolutely right, takes 18 years to regrow a soldier. Put this into their blood, put this into their DNA, put it into the DNA of their children and every child to come. Articles coming out at Red Voice Media today saying they want to put this into all of America's babies now. So I think that needs a little bit more conversation and research. I always respect the opinions of everybody, yeah. And certainly yours. You're a well-spoken young American. And thank you for doing what you're doing on your platform, telling the truth, going to the experts, fighting this censorship, continuing to get it out. Your voice counts. Your voice matters. All of ours do. And, you know, yesterday I made a comment on the program about in today's day, and I really got to go here. I'm way over break.
Yeah.
I'm just way over break. The network's going to be really pissed. But what I said yesterday was that every American has the ability to turn on a camera and a microphone and go before the public, and that seems to be under attack, the censorship. So I got a lot of blowback for that. No, we can't. These are times of censorship. Well, you know, somehow we are fighting through. And so millions of people are being impacted by your program, by mine, and by others like ours. So no excuses. Keep fighting. Tom Kerrigan, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
You're the man. Thanks for having me on, dog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
For a limited time, Mike is offering his queen-size premium MyPillow for just $29.98. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use promo code STU.
Well, that email that I read you earlier from a nurse, that is far from the only healthcare professional who has noticed harmful medical effects from these vaccines that the dictatorial Biden regime is trying to force on everybody. But I will tell you, for full disclosure, that nurse was booked to come on this program and she bailed at the last minute. This is the fear that people are going through. Tamara is a nurse in Texas. She has 20 years of experience. She knows that speaking out has become very dangerous in this time and in this country, but she feels compelled to speak out anyway. She recognizes that we're in a war. She says that she knows about the vaccine killing several people, potentially even several nurses and at least one doctor, and she joins us now. Tamara, thank you for coming. Your bravery is admirable. Really appreciate you being here. And thank you, by the way, for your service working through this thing without proper PPE from the very beginning, not knowing what you were getting into as we were being told.
Fearless.
Yeah. So you're fearless and you're demonstrating that now. You're coming forward, you're a Texas RN, and you have seen what has happened throughout this whole thing. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, I had my reserves, like when the shots were rolling out, I didn't just run up and be the first one in line. I thought about it. I've signed up a couple of times to get it, but I just wanted to wait. Because just like in school, we want all the evidence. I felt like we were still in an experiment, which we are. People can argue with that, but everyone has opinions. So everything was going fine the first year of the pandemic. We have a couple of people that were out with COVID. Everyone returned. Everyone recovered fine. So I weighed my risk and my benefits, risk versus benefits, and I decided to make a decision. I won't tell you what my decision was, but I made my decision based on risk and benefits. And then I was also still involved with watching the America's Frontline Doctors. Hopefully I can talk about them and Dr. Simone Gold. And so she kind of answered my question. So anyways, after Christmas, I came back to work and we found out that one of our MDs had unfortunately died in a car accident. But then it happened to be like he must have lost consciousness or something, because that's what was reported by his wife, that he just passed out, and that's what caused him to crash. He was driving his family to Christmas vacation. And then we were kind of speculating, because I felt like we couldn't speak freely about our opinions on the shots. We had to just, most people were just like, oh, we're just all going to get it. Well, we realized he got a shot 7 days before that incident. He'd also had recovered from COVID. So we were wondering, people were like, well, maybe it was from his COVID. He had a PE and he didn't know. Or maybe it was, but all I know is it happened after his shot 7 days after his first dose. But we will never know because there was no autopsy and we're still mourning his loss. So that was that. So there's a lot of speculations, you know, but that makes you wonder, right? Because what has changed? So then in February, I found out another nurse died in her sleep. She was seemingly young and healthy. Well, there was also reports that she had gone to Las Vegas. And so then they said, maybe she partied too hard. And like, I was like, yeah, but you don't hear about that too much. And so then there were, we were just shocked and we went on with her life. But me, in my mind, and a couple of other people were like, did she take the vaccine? Was that related? We don't know. Then in March, two more nurses died. one at my hospital, another one at another hospital. I was like very, very, very shocked and very upset that no one was like investigating this. I even asked, you know, my higher ups, like, should we investigate these nurses dying? What happened? Well, it happened off campus, so we can't do anything about it. Well, it's like, I want to know. I have questions. What has changed? During the whole pandemic, we lost no one during COVID or anything. Now the shots are rolling out. What's happening? And I've also been watching, you know, other doctors speak out about the possibilities of clots and events happening. So my alarm system was very high.
So yeah, naturally, we're seeing this myocarditis phenomenon in young people, so swelling of their heart.
Before even all that came out, I was already alarmed. Before even like they were actually admitting that myocarditis, blood clots, Guillain-Barré, I was already thinking blood clots. Because if COVID causes you to have blood clots, and then you're taking a shot that tells your body what to do, we don't know what it's doing. We don't really... Honestly, I don't really want a shot that tells me what my body's going to do or not do, especially if there's dangers of COVID, then why are you going to inject it into your body? So that was my thoughts. And so that's why I was kind of like very alarmed about this. And, you know, I would bring it up to my coworkers and then they would start thinking too.
Well, it's going to make you think when typically young and overall healthy people begin dying, not just one, not two, but multiple people are dying. And the only thing that they have in common is that they've been introduced to a shot being called a vaccine. So, I mean, obviously, it arises suspicion and it directs your attention in one way. I mean, you're a nurse, you're a healthcare professional. I was an investigator. I still am. I'm just investigating a different form of criminal now. But my investigative mind says, what changed? Right. And what was new, just like what you had alluded to. So you mentioned a couple things that I want to ask you about. You've been working throughout this entire COVID thing. You said that you lost nobody during COVID. Does that include patients? I mean, the overall recovery rate, what you witnessed firsthand, is it synonymous with what we're seeing reported by data? 99.989% survival recovery rate?
Honestly, I don't have a lot of COVID patients at my hospital, so I can't really allude to that. But from whatever my friends are saying, you know, I know hundreds of nurses and doctors from my experience, and that, yes, the COVID numbers it is still that survivable rate, I believe. Now, right now, I feel like it is a little bit more, a lot more of my close friends are getting it and not feeling good, and they're getting scared.
Are these close friends? Are they vaccine recipients?
There's some that are. There's some that aren't.
Okay.
There's actually only a few that aren't, and I'm really surprised.
A few that are not. There's only a few that are not vaccinated. So the majority of the people that you're talking about, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm asking, are the majority of the people that are getting sick vaccinated people?
It's both.
Okay. All right. So there are vaccinated people getting sick and unvaccinated people getting sick. Who's recovering? Who's seeing the most problematic symptoms? You know, who's got the more severe cases? Are you seeing this Delta thing in your hospital? Is there a way to test for this Delta thing? Is the administration pushing all of this on you? We've got a few minutes left here. So I just want you to tell us kind of what the entire environment is like, what you believe, what you're seeing firsthand about the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, who's getting sick and who's really struggling in the hospital.
Honestly, at my hospital, everyone that's been vaccinated, for the first time, someone got COVID recently. That's just in my group. But I do know a lot of friends on the news that says at cruise ships, people are vaccinated. They're all vaccinated. People got COVID. My friend lost his mom last week. She was I actually dug around. She's fully vaccinated and she was considered the one that's high risk that should get the vaccine, that it's going to save her life. I feel like we are given a false sense that this vaccine will keep you from having severe symptoms or saving your life.
Yeah. Are the administrators in your hospital making a big push for this narrative? They want everybody vaccinated?
Right now I'm protected by the state.
Okay. So the state of Texas has made it so that, you know, you cannot mandate this to the healthcare
workers.
For
the state employees.
For the state employees. Yeah. One thing that Governor Greg Abbott is doing there that actually has some teeth, unlike other things at the border, but I digress. Tamara, your bravery is really admirable. I'm out of time, obviously, here. We, you know, how this TV thing works, but I really appreciate you coming forward. And that's what we're committed to doing, is giving people like you a voice, because you see this firsthand. And I know that it's scary for you. And it's, sadly, it is dangerous in today's day in America to actually speak the truth, to look over our shoulders.
And I know other nurses that have been injured from this vaccine.
Okay. Do you want to tell us about that? We've got about a minute and a half left here.
Like, we have one with Guillain-Barré, and my first time in my over 20 years of nursing, I've never seen anyone get Guillain-Barré, especially a nurse. We all get our vaccines the same time. Now she's dependent on a trach tube and a G tube to live. And she was thought she was being brave by rolling up her sleeves. So just know that there's a lot of risk with these vaccines that are, that the effectiveness we know now wanes over months. So you don't, it's a false sense of protection is what I'm trying to, it's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And they've proven themselves to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. Tamara, thank you very much. God bless you. And seriously, we'll be praying for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Christopher Key was just a regular, everyday American like you and I, who loves individual liberty and freedom, who stood up to a tyrannical school board, and as a result of his standing up, by the way, a school where he has no kid, no skin in the game, just fighting for what's right, fighting against these authoritarian, dictatorial vaccine and mask mandates, despite the fact that masks inhibit oxygen, they psychologically destroy kids, and the virus has virtually not affected any children whatsoever. But as a result of Christopher Key's efforts, those mask mandates were lifted in that particular school district. But also as a result, he was fired from his job. His woke boss didn't like him standing up for kids. His woke boss is more than likely a communist. So Christopher Key's new venture, his new job, is to do that around the country. He is supporting you in your neighborhoods, your kids, defending your family against these tyrants. He is serving Nuremberg papers on pharmacists. He is confronting hospital CEOs and administrators. He is confronting doctors. He's down at the border documenting child sex trafficking. He is the vaccine police, and I support him 100%. I hope you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. Keep up on all of his goings-on. Look at what he's actually doing over there. And if you feel so compelled to do so, please support him. I support him as well. Go to vaccine-police.com right now. Again, that's vaccine-police.com. Well, no matter how flagrantly illegal they are, it's possible that some gangster in a black dress calling himself a federal judge will rubber stamp Administrator Biden's vaccine mandates. So what happens then? Who can protect you from federal agents trying to roam around your neighborhood with needles, trying to forcibly inject you with a vaccine that you don't want? Yesterday, we spoke with Sheriff Carl Daley of Nebraska, but he's not the only constitutional sheriff in the United States. In fact, the group Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America is led by former Sheriff Richard Mack. He's calling on sheriffs across the country to refuse to enforce the president's vaccine mandates. And Sheriff Mack joins us now. Sheriff, we appreciate you making the time for us. Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So, I mean, these are some really serious times. And I mean, I feel like slippery slope is an understatement. This is all happening so quickly. And I predict that before long, the feds will be knocking on the door with a needle looking for my kids. Do you feel like I'm overstating that?
No, not at all. And I will tell you why, because the rhetoric about this just keeps getting worse and worse. And when the dictator of America, I will not call him president, I will call him exactly what he is and what he's doing. Dictator Biden, Comrade Biden, said to all of us, our patience is growing thin. And that's exactly what a dictator would tell you. That's exactly what Hitler would say. If you don't do what I say, we're going to take stronger action against you because our patience is growing thin. Well, Mr. Biden, if you would follow the Constitution even once in your 45-year political career and understand that tyranny is exactly what our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence were designed to prevent, and you are exactly what we are supposed to be preventing. And so the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is designed to make sure that we do what James Madison said, and that is erect the barriers against the encroachments of the federal government. And so here we are now looking for a solution. And where is that solution? It's local. It's your counties. We erect the barriers against Mr. Biden and his lying minions like the media and Fauci, who has been caught lying numerous times and who Senator Rand Paul has caught lying. And yes, Fauci is receiving financial benefit from this entire pandemic, his pandemic. And the question is, simply, I want to ask every parent, every public official who has children, everyone in America who has grandchildren or children, which message do you want going out to your children? That government, as long as we can tell you that we have a crisis, and my Supreme Court decision talks about the crisis of the day, as long as we can convince you that there's a crisis of the day, we can do anything to you that we want. We can destroy liberty. We can destroy religions. We can force you to wear a diaper on your face. We can arrest you for not getting vaccinated. We can ostracize you. We can put you in home arrest. Anything we have to, because we have to take care of you. Or would you prefer this message? Yeah, these are rough times we are facing in America and in the world. But in no way will we ever destroy the civil rights that many men, including Martin Luther King, fought and died for this country to be free. For every individual, black, white, brown, yellow, does not matter our nationality or our color, that we will stand for liberty. And that's exactly the solution we have now with the sheriffs of this country. You met a good constitutional sheriff yesterday, Carl Daly. What a great man. But we have hundreds now that are doing this, and we're trying to get at least 1,000, one-third of the sheriffs of this country to stand against the tyranny of Washington, D.C., and make that corruption irrelevant in our counties and homes.
You know, I have a call to action right now for all of our viewers and listeners. There's millions of them out there, specifically here in America. Right now, you need to be going and having meetings with your sheriff, introducing them to this group. You need to find out where their head is at on this and get them over here to see this group. I mean, the constitutional sheriff, that is some, those are words that should go together no matter what. And it doesn't matter if you're in a blue state or not. In 48 of our out of our 50 states, we still elect sheriffs. And it's so even if you're in a liberty-hating, communistic, dictatorial state, the chances are you've got a pretty good opportunity that you still have a sheriff that doesn't hate liberty.
It's actually 47. Three states do not have sheriffs.
Okay.
So Connecticut, Hawaii, and Alaska.
Which is why they're getting away with what they're getting away with in Hawaii, for example. So what can a sheriff expect out of your organization, out of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America? What can a sheriff expect as far as resources, backing, and support in order for them to be able to stand on the Constitution?
Great question. Thank you for that. We have constitutional attorneys ready to go and stand behind them. We have hundreds of other sheriffs ready to go and stand behind them. These sheriffs have got to form this network and unify in standing for the Constitution and God-given rights. As I said, civil rights for every American. And yes, have Constitution, will travel.
Yeah. I'm praying that I'm going to have a meeting with my sheriff right after this interview. When I leave the studio today.
And by the
way,
everybody in America can join the CSPOA, not just sheriffs and former sheriffs and cops. Everybody. This is a partnership between citizens and law enforcement and sheriffs and public officials.
And that organization will need funding. If you can support it, please do so, because, you know, the legal fight is going to cost money and there will be a legal battle. I keep telling people, Sheriff, we're in a war here. We're in a war for our liberties.
I sued the Clinton administration, and I learned something about suing them, especially in their own courts. We don't need to ask permission from anyone, no judge, no one, to keep our oath. We must stand and say no and nullify and build the defenses. I'm saying no more going to court. Tell the federal government, no, we're not doing that here. I am the chief law enforcement officer of this county, and as long as I'm sheriff, this will not happen here.
So let me ask you a question on logistics, Sheriff. If the feds come into my county, what authority or jurisdiction do they have here? If my sheriff says, no, you're not coming in here, you're not forcibly jabbing anybody.
They have none. All powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. They do not have the law enforcement authority. They do not have the jurisdiction in that county. I learned that in my Supreme Court case against the Clintons. They have no jurisdiction and no authority. The sheriff is elected by for and of the people, and he is the ultimate authority.
So we have seen this regime act outside of accordance with the Constitution and outside of the law. They don't They don't regard the law. They don't care about the law.
No, they don't
so
care.
What if Biden's feds say, screw you, we're coming in anyways? Can they be arrested?
There's too many sheriffs that have stood, and there's going to be many more. They don't have the manpower to do that. If there's just a few constitutional sheriffs, yeah, they could probably pick them off one at a time. But there's too many now, and they do not have the manpower. And if they try to get local law enforcement to do it for them, as they did when I sued them, my case is amazing. Everybody, I'll look it up. Mac Prince are the two sheriffs that did it. But this whole thing is a slap in the face of our Constitution and civil rights. And once sheriffs start standing, the federal government will back off.
Amen. Well, I'm going to be going and joining, and I'm going to be supporting your organization. You're a hero for doing this, because this is exactly what we need to do, is organize and unite together and stand up against this. Because so many people, Sheriff Mack, are saying, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, nothing's going to be done about it. And there's a lot of fatalists out here because they've just been so overrun by this constant blackpilling, bad news cycle that our propagandist, left-wing controlled communist media has hit them with on a daily basis. So
I could name hundreds of sheriffs right now, but I know there's not time. It's happening. It's working. And this is a peaceful and effective solution to what's going on today.
Sheriff Mack, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
See you soon. Thanks.
I've got great friends over at StepOnSocks.com. Originally just a business arrangement, but now over time, I have come to know the people over at StepOnSocks.com, and these people are patriots. One of them, a physician, let's humanize them for a second. A physician, a doctor making a very comfortable living in New York, left the profession altogether because she saw what was coming, and that inspired her to be a founder at StepOnSocks.com. We're stepping on the globalists. It gives you a sense of empowerment, emboldenment, a sense of satisfaction, really. But most importantly, they make you feel good because you're red-pilling people, starting conversations. These are the conversations that we need to be having. Truth tellers need to unite, and God is doing that right now, which is why I am so blessed to have a platform like this that is funded by sponsors that are independent patriots like the founders over at StepOnSocks.com. So when you do business with StepOnSocks.com, I can tell you unequivocally that you are doing business with patriots. A three-pack of socks, just $17.76. These are high-quality, all-cotton socks. A three-pack, again, just $17.76 from the classic version featuring Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Biden, Pelosi. You can step on them all day long. There's other versions that include Pence, Cuomo, Whitmer. These people, Gates, these people need to be stepped on, and you can do it figuratively and literally now when you go to StepOnSocks.com and do business with patriots. Plus, they have Second Amendment flags and silver. They have diversified. Go check it out. Go to StepOnSocks.com right now. Make sure to mention me, Stu Peters, when you go to StepOnSocks.com. Well, we've been focused on the coronavirus vaccines throughout today's program, but of course, you know, that's only the cherry on top of the flavored ice cream sundae that is our nation's coronavirus response. In England and Denmark, students aren't wearing masks to school, and it hasn't made a difference at all. But in our schools, petty dictators impose them anyways. And if you watch them long enough, you learn the truth. They keep at this because they like it. They like controlling others. They like the thrill of being a little tyrant who keeps little people in line. They like the high that they get from attacking and shunning people who don't play along. They're addicted to the anger, anxiety, self-consciousness, irritability, emotional instability, and depression that they felt when they stayed locked indoors for six straight months in 2020. So our schools still have completely insane and unreasonable mask mandates, even in Trump voting states like Iowa. But in that state, a group called the Iowa Mama Bears are taking rallying anti-masking support ahead of a key vote. And Kimberly and Emily are back with us now. Ladies, your fight is so admirable, but it seems that because of this tyrant judge, your fight is not over.
That's correct. So our fight began May 20th when the law got passed. However, they appointed an activist judge appointed by Bill Clinton to go after this law. This law is constitutional, and they're basically saying universal masking is necessary in order to protect the vulnerable. However, there are hundreds and thousands of children with disabilities who cannot wear these masks. So their argument to me is null and void, and it's just one way that they are trying to attack just the children and their freedoms right now, and we're not going to let it happen.
So what exactly did this judge say? I mean, is the statewide, is this bill
correct
that the governor signed, he is saying is, nope, that's null and void?
Correct. Yeah. It's a halted,
a temporary
halt to our law that was passed. And so it's an injunction. And then it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court. And we hope and pray that the Supreme Court will rule constitutionally in our favor and that they will protect all children with disabilities, not the ones that they are using as political pawns in order to push their ideology and push their agenda on these children. Just sick.
Do you agree with my sentiment that they enjoy this? They get a high off of this? This is
absolutely
not,
yes,
this
I do.
Is not about health and safety. This is all about control and compliance. Look what we can make these little kids do because we're miserable.
It's also about money.
Yeah.
It's definitely about that because even our student president that was president, when was she president?
Last year.
She had to step down. She just posted on her Facebook today that she was turning in her little ballots for her a nomination for the upcoming election without a mask on. She just walked in there, turned it in. And I'm like, and they're fighting to put masks back on our kids. This is just a political outreach trying to just gain control again. And we're hoping that it does get overturned. I have this overwhelming feeling that it will. But it's just a fight that we have. It's just one more battle that
so
we have to do.
This vote is coming up on Tuesday night.
Yes, in the Ankeny school specifically.
Okay, and where and at what time do you need people that can come and support you?
Yes, if you're in the central Iowa area, please come and support us and these children at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. This Tuesday at 306 Southwest School Street. It's the Ankeny Administration Building here in Ankeny, Iowa. And we need as many parents as possible. They need to hear from us. In fact, Stu, they were going to probably pass this behind closed doors. However, at this meeting in which the lawyer presented their case, we said, when do we as parents get to speak? When's our chance for the kids and us to speak? And we had to say it three times before they capitulated and said, we'll give you a chance to speak before we vote.
Isn't that just how these tyrants are? They're so
absolutely
scared. They're so scared
they're
of
hungry.
We the people. They fear us united together because they know that they're liars. They know that they are petty tyrants. They know that they're communists. And they know that here in America, that doesn't represent the majority. We are the majority. And I agree 100% that these kids need the support of everybody in central Iowa. I don't care if you're in California. If you have the means to make it to central Iowa, to Ankeny School District, this Tuesday evening, and we'll put the address at stupeters.tv as well. You can also find it at iowamamabears.com. But you need to get there because these
yes.
kids are going to depend on us to fight for them. They are little. They can't fight on their own. And they're being strapped up to these oxygen inhibiting face muzzles in the name of communism and completely outside of science. It has been proven that these things are not effective, that they cause detrimental, long-lasting, forever-changing psychological damage to our children, and that they don't stop any virus at all. And furthermore, this whole COVID narrative, this whole disease, the world-ending plague, has virtually impacted zero kids.
That's right.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yes. We encourage everyone in Iowa to please file a civil rights complaint. If your child has been harmed by the masks, if you've been harmed by the vaccine, file a civil rights complaint, please. And I have posted that link for you. And that will help us when in our case, because what we need to show are there are children with 504s, with IEPs, special education programs that need that need the ability to not wear a mask because it's harming them. They cannot wear the mask, and that excludes them, and that discriminates against them. So we need to show the other side.
I agree.
Not just the side that's demanding universal masking for all.
Yeah, because it's just like my little girl who had a medical exemption to not wear a mask because the doctors themselves said it was harming her. And if they put these masks back on these kids, I, for one, am pulling my kids the day that that happens, and I encourage everybody else to pull their kids mm-hmm. as well because that's where their money is. And if we pull our kids... They have nothing. That's so we right. need to pull That's our right. kids the day that they mandate these masks. If they mandate them in your school, pull your kids and say, you will not comply.
100%. I'm getting tapped. I've got them in my ears. I got to go to break. You know how it works. You guys, Kimberly, Emily, your fight is phenomenal. And for those of you that don't know, the strength, the tenacity, and the persistence of these two ladies right here prove that anybody can get it done. They had a bill signed by the governor in that state, in Iowa. And this petty tyrant judge, this communist, is not going to win. He's not going to win. God's going to win. And you guys God's are on the side win. Of truth. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you so much, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not here to give you medical advice. And I'm not a communist, so I'm not going to mandate that you do anything. But I am going to tell you about my personal experience and then offer you a hell of a deal at PoisonDetox.com. Now, this is the Pure Body Extra Advanced Daily Cellular Detox. Everybody should do a detox. Heavy metals are everywhere. Not just these vaccines, but almost virtually every vaccine. Plus, your fish, your tap water, you can't get away from the unbelievable amount of toxic poisons that we're introduced to every day. So everybody should be doing a detox. This one really, really worked for me. I can tell a difference. It's unbelievable the difference that I can tell. But you can do the research on your own. Go to PoisonDetox.com. Now, after contacting these people and saying, hey, I got a show and I'd love to promote your product that really worked for me. What can we do? They said, I'll tell you what, we're going to give your viewers, your listeners, their first bottle for $5. $5. $5. You're not going to get that anywhere else. Go to PoisonDetox.com. If you sign up for auto ship, you'll get your first one for $5. You can cancel at any time. We're not dictators. We're not communists. We're not going to make you take anything that you don't need or don't want. So you can cancel at any time. But go to PoisonDetox.com and do the research for yourself. I'm arming you with the information to do the research on your own and make a personal decision after your own health on your own. After all, this is still America. It worked for me, and I hope it works for you. Go to PoisonDetox.com. Get $5 for your first bottle when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel at any time when you go to PoisonDetox.com. So Fox News is supposed to be a conservative news outlet, but we know better. They've shown their true colors through the election, and you must never forget, Fox is just a for-profit company. They traffic in conservatism to make money. Some real America First conservatives likely work there, but it's not a conservative company by any means. And if you want proof, look no further than their internal vaccine tyranny. While Fox has its hosts attack vax mandates and mandatory masking, Fox has imposed vaccine and mask mandates on their own employees. In fact, their vaccine tyranny at Fox News is stricter than the one the Biden administration is trying to impose. Biden's illegal vaccine order says employees at private companies need to get vaccinated or be tested every single week. But at Fox, workers have to get vaccinated or get tested every single day. That's why we can't allow Fox to be a leader in any conservative movement. They're phonies. They're just along for the ride. And you can tell by how they behave internally. So if we want a serious movement, we need to build our own parallel news operations and our own parallel media companies. To discuss this in more detail, I'm joined by former Delaware Senate candidate Lauren Witzke. Can we take these people seriously at all anymore?
No, absolutely not. You know, they go on their show every single day and call Joe Biden a tyrant. While they participate in the same policies that he is imposing on us, you know, forced vaccination or testing every single day. They put out a memo recently that was actually leaked saying that 90% of their employees were vaccinated, but the ones who weren't were going to be punished with daily testing every single day. It's making unvaccinated people second-class citizens. And, you know, this is Fox News. This is the industry that's supposed to be you know, fighting for us. It's all controlled opposition lie. They're given their talking points from the regime. They're supposed to give us the illusion that they're on our side, but that leaked memo tells us right now that they are part of the same regime that's pushing this tyranny on us. And it's dangerous. These are our propagandists.
And you see a lot of their hosts, I guess you could call them, teleprompter readers is really what they are. You see a lot of them pretending to ask serious questions. And I agree, there probably are one or two America First hosts there, but are they really allowed to be? Or are they leashed up by the same six corporations that own CNN, MSNBC, the sworn enemy of America First conservatives?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's definitely an oligarchy that rules and reigns over this country, and they're only going to let the big mainstream media outlets go too far. You also saw what happened with Nicki Minaj, where she got canceled. We're seeing videos of people who are getting thrown out of restaurants for not having vaccinations. Fox News isn't standing up for those people. Fox News isn't standing up for people, the nurses in the industry who are dying from the vaccine, or nurses who are they're about to lose their jobs, they're about to lose everything. People who served through the entire pandemic, nobody is giving these people a voice. I would rather listen to somebody. This is why it's so important for us to build our own networks. This is why it's so important for us to be a part and support Stu Peters TV, for example, because you're giving nurses a voice, you're giving doctors a voice. And I trust a 30-year nurse over a propagandist, Anthony Fauci, or whatever big name Fox News decides to have on that day, because they are all participating in the same tyranny on their own employees, no matter how much they try to tell you they're on your side. That's why it's so important that we stand up and fight by building our own parallel society. And Stu, I want to commend you for what you're doing on your show. I believe in what you're doing on your show, giving ordinary people a voice, because there's nothing worse than having something to say and nobody to listen.
They're taking their whole lives and putting them at risk, sticking their neck out, knowing that there's a guillotine there waiting to chop it off. And they're throwing it all on the line because they understand this is not about their job. This is not about their license or their career. This is about human life. This is about humanity. This is about serving God and doing what's right by their fellow Americans and global citizens. As this is a concerted effort globally, everybody's walking in lockstep trying to inject something into every living and breathing organism on the planet that we have seen has proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. And I don't know why Fox News isn't standing up for these people. They say standing up for what's right. That's their whole moniker. But clearly their actions say otherwise. We saw that with the premature calling of Arizona during the 2020 fraudulent and stolen election. We're seeing it now as they are completely silent on the vaccine adverse events reporting system that is showing us an eye-popping, record-smashing, crushing over 14,000 deaths in just a short period of time attributed to this coronavirus so-called vaccine. And we're seeing it continue as they offer the same crew every day, day in and day out, as these bloviating blowhards, sometimes for up to 3 hours a day, just shill for Big Pharma while pretending to be America First conservatives.
Yeah, these are also the same people who pranced around Bruce Jenner, not going to participate in delusions, all over their show trying to promote him. You know, this is the industry that we're supposed to be dependent on for right-wing news or conservative news. They will never tell the truth. They will never share with you the real stories of real ordinary people every single day on the ground experiencing the adverse reactions of these vaccines, the nurses caring for vaccinated patients, hospitals being full of vaccinated patients who are getting sick. You know, Fox News, I mean, they have been told you are not allowed to talk about this. In fact, you actually have to impose it on your own employees. I remember when Fox News did their rounds, it was very bizarre. All of a sudden last month, it was all in 1 week. Every Fox News, they must have put out a memo. Every Fox News host was telling us we had to get the vaccine. You should go get it. You know, we've never tried to spread disinformation. We believe in the science. We believe in the vaccines. Listen, this science is a cult. These people are participating in a cult. And we, as conservatives who know the truth and truth seekers, need to choose not to participate and turn off mainstream media news. We need to starve them out of their money. We need to support independent parallel news networks who are going to bring you nothing but the truth, because it's not good for us to take in that propaganda, even if it's, you know, sounds good, but it's controlled opposition.
100%.
Always ask yourself, how does it benefit them if I believe what they're telling me?
And you know that you're right, and you know that you're affecting somebody when you're so fervently attacked. So if you're being attacked, and if people are coming after your job, coming after your license, coming after your free speech, then just know it's probably because you're onto something called truth. You're shining that big, bright light into the crevices of darkness where the cockroaches loom, and it is now time to watch them scatter. And I hope Fox News scatters immediately. And you know, this is exactly why we have started this thing that we're going to be updating everybody on over in Telegram. If you don't follow me, get over there right now to t.me/Stu Peters, and then also on Gab at Real Stu Peters, because I believe that Gab might be the Alamo of free speech. I don't know, but we're going to be telling people how to weaponize their voices against the media like Fox News. It's really important that we do that. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way that you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to keep truthing, but fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!